Good evening, this is Reverend Bookbear, and the show is called The Reverend Is In. Back from a brief hiatus of a couple of weeks. Go ahead, he says. Returning to the cyber airwaves after a brief hiatus. Back from the great Washington, D.C. pro-choice action from last weekend, which, despite what was reported by the assholes in the corporate media and the McDonald's worst of internet providers, America Online, despite what all these fuckers had to say, it was well over a million people. It was about 1,150,000, I believe, was the estimate for the size crowd. It was an awesome action. And we're going to deal with the DC action most extensively when not playing music, and all kinds of new shit, some stuff from the Reverend's birthday show that didn't happen due to technical reasons, and all of this stuff that you have been deprived of for the last couple of weeks. Tonight's theme is fetal attraction, and we are going to honor that theme and celebrate fetal attraction and the action itself from DC with a band called Nausea. This is from the anniversary benefit compilation from the publication Profane Existence, who can be found at profaneexistence.com. profaneexistence.com. 15th anniversary compilation with the new issue of Profane Existence, and from that is Nausea. This track is entitled Godless. Lord, make this machine work. Okay, we need turntable. Hello, Radio Volta people. What the fuck is with this turntable? Alright. We're gonna say fuck this record. Any second now. Well, you would have heard King Missile, but that is not working, so we're going to play Jello Biafra and Mojo Nixon from their Prairie Home Invasion CD from Alternative Tentacles Records, alternativetentacles.com. This is entitled, Will the Fetus Be Aborted?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to try our record from King Missile, from their Mystical Shit album. This is Jesus Was Way Cool. Where the fuck is it? Here it is.
Jesus was way cool. Everybody liked Jesus. Everybody wanted to hang out with him. Anything he wanted to do, he did. He turned water into wine. And if he wanted to, he could have turned weed into marijuana, or sugar into cocaine, or vitamin pills into amphetamines. He walked on the water and swam on the land. He would tell these stories, and people would listen. He was really cool. If you were blind or lame, you just went to Jesus, and he would put his hands on you, and you would be healed. That's so cool. He could have played guitar better than Hendrix. He could have told the future. He could have baked the most delicious cake in the world. He could have scored more goals than Wayne Gretzky. He could have danced better than Baryshnikov. Jesus could have been funnier than any comedian you can think of. Jesus was way cool. He told people to eat his body and drink his blood. That's so cool. Jesus was so cool. But then some people got jealous of how cool he was, so they killed him. But then he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead, danced around, and went up to heaven. I mean, that's so cool. Jesus was way cool. No wonder there are so many Christians.
You hear are not feedback or technical fuck-ups. They are the voice from a body that is being squeezed and ravaged by the hands of Susie Q from Philadelphia Independent Media Center, neck and shoulders and back, because she is a scandalous religious figure. We're going to play the song that a group of assholes called Rock for Life have been screaming and whining about by Rise Against. They're offended by the pro-choice lyrics and anti-Bush lyrics of the following song by Rise Against. And I thought in the spirit of the Fetal Attraction show, we would play the song by Rise Against. This goes out to Brian Kemper and Rock for Life. This is Rise Against doing Generation Lost, and you keep doing that. Thank you. advise against doing Generation Lost in the background is No Use for a Name. Before that, King Missile did Jesus Was Way Cool. The Scandals did Forgive This. And that went out to the pedophile priests who had the audacity to show up. At least they wore dresses. But to show up in Washington to counter-protest the pro-choice action in Washington. Jello Biafra and Mojo Nixon did Will the Fetus Be Aborted? And started off with Nausea doing Godless. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or so. East Coast Time USA at RadioVolta.org. And relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where you can hear the show repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time USA, and also appropriately repeat broadcasted Sunday morning when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack, as well as relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend has returned from a brief hiatus, including the canceled Reverend Bookburn birthday show and the second cancellation was due to the fact that the Reverend spent the weekend in Washington raising all kinds of hell and participating in the pro-choice action, which I want to talk about today on the Fetal Attraction Show. And there's just too much. As usual, I overplanned. I probably have 20 hours of shit here between the paper and the music, but I'll just cover what I can. And next week on The Reverend Is In and All Moral Puritans, left or right, liberal or conservative, young or old, whatever, any kind of Puritan, you don't want to hear next week's show, because on The Reverend Is In, we acknowledge May, which is National Masturbation Month, and the Reverend's friend, Dark Lady, is participating in her annual fundraiser, the Masturbate-a-thon, later this month. You can check her out at darklady.com or masturbate-a-thon, with a hyphen between each word, masturbate-a-thon.org, for information. She raises money for reproductive health providers, AIDS hospices, and other good causes, Carol Queen's organization, a couple other good beneficiaries. And next week on The Reverend Is In, May 9th, foreplay to the Masturbate-a-thon. On May 16th, not sure, either going to do a part 2 to the foreplay for the Masturbate-a-thon, or have a special live guest, or both, have a live guest for part 2 of the foreplay to the Masturbate-a-thon show. And I think I said that right. On May 23rd, in response to the media revival of the Manson case and other silliness like that, the theme, we're going to return an old theme, but we're going to drop one of the words. We're not going to say foreign policy, we're just going to say policy. The theme of the show will be Charles Manson and his influence on U.S. policy. And at the end of May, we will have another annual tradition. We will have the Memorial Day show. Future themes include pubic property, and I'm going to accept early ideas and input into that. We will talk about conditioned responses and conditioned sex negativeness from the right wing all the way down to some kinds of women's studies classes, down to religions, down to even scenes and cool scenes and movements and the like. And that will be explored on the Pubic Property Show. Send your input in advance, and within reason, it'll be included in the show. Another future theme after May will be 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush. And flashing way ahead, in August, during the Republican convention protests in New York City, live coverage and entertaining the troops at the GOP protest in New York City with special correspondent Pie Man from PieMan.org. That will be a show to remember, probably 2 shows. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Numbnuts Quayle, 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 at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. Tonight the theme is fetal attraction, and the Reverend is absolutely pumped because of the DC action. It was expected to be big, but I don't think anybody expected it to be as enormous as it was. And there's definitely reasons for that. I mean, these are very hairy times. These are 4 years of president by a coup, of the cultural domination and policy domination of the American Christian Taliban, of the butchering, absolutely, openly sick Bush regime, and 4 years of frustration and 4 years of an onslaught that is stranger than fiction resulted in an outpouring and participation. And the Reverend, there's so many people who couldn't go that I think the 1,150,000 people estimated to have been there probably represented umpteen millions more who couldn't go and who wanted to, and including dozens of people in the Reverend's world. But it was enormous. It was one of the largest marches in history on this continent, and it was a lot of fun. It was high energy. It was very festive. People everywhere. Very hard to get a cab. And it was like an abortion Woodstock, which was very cool. And even though some of the people running around in vests telling other people not to heckle the anti-choice hecklers and other clownish figures were ever present, it was very upbeat, it was very festive, it was very free. It was a fantastic weekend, and there were all these foreplay actions, Saturday and Saturday night, and even early Sunday morning. That occurred, and I'm going to just plow through the notes, I guess, during these songs, and figure out what to cover, because there's like 10 pages of notes from D.C. and all the people that the Reverend met, and some great plugs. So, to cover before the next set of songs, I will say that the Reverend and an abortion clinic nurse, Lady Jill, hung out for the better part of the day on Sunday, the day of the action, with Reverend Bookburn Signs, and besides having fun with the people holding badly cooked fetus pictures, and that's really bad art and not reality, and heckling the pedophile priests and the anti-abortion terrorists, the people with signs supporting clinic bombers and shooters. Besides heckling and having fun and meeting people, we were promoting this show. And even though there is a lot of response, and the Reverend is already pleased, it was not only the most heavily promoted I'll say the most heavy promotion for a single event in the history of the show. But more importantly, it was the most unbelievable response. Usually, a kind of a select group responds to The Reverend Is In, whether it's in the counterculture scenes, the music scenes, the adult entertainment scenes, movements, the free thinkers, a kind of a subgroup within the group think free thinkers. It usually took a special person to be a book burner, rather than this outpouring, like, oh man, oh, the, which occurred all day, and hello, new book burners and DC action people, and you're going to get more songs coming up tonight. But the Reverend, of course, wants to do more than welcome the newer people, but to think this is odd and unusual, even though it's good, it's odd and unusual, so why is that? And the Reverend can come to no other conclusion but when times are so fucked up, when the leaders of church and state are so fucked up and out of control and slightly more fucking crazy than those crazy clerics halfway around the world who are saying, jihad, take over, theocracy, and holy war, blah, blah, blah. As well as the ever fucked up corporate media and ever so bland, vanilla, narrow corporate entertainment industry and rock stations and Clear Channel and Infinity and the as well as all the Puritans of the world, the pent-up and accumulated frustration made it possible for that kind of level of response. And that's a good thing. The Reverend noticed this kind of thing in 2001 after September 11th, when people were afraid to express dissenting thoughts and ideas, and people were actually buying the corporate media myth that everybody started worshiping Bush and licking his asshole and declaring him to be a human with a brain and a great fearless leader, and united we stand erect and wave your flag and stroke your cross and your vibrating crucifix, on and on. But then when there was an outlet, whenever there was an alternative voice, people came out in droves. The Plea for Peace concerts in L.A. days after September 11th, when the Reverend was out there. The Michael Moore book tour for Stupid White Men. The Jello Biafra spoken word tour. The anti-flag concerts when they toured the nation. Overflowing. When people had a medium, an alternative, an independent voice, they come out in droves. So, welcome, book burners. What we will try to do is give you all of the above-mentioned kind of stuff, the music and the spoken parts, and a whole lot more. We have very small goals on this show. We seek to demyth most of what comes out of the American propaganda machine. We intend to cut through the crap, to deprogram people, provide quality entertainment and a worthwhile music history and musical diversity, and to keep things hot and erotic in a friendly and loving way in this increasingly Puritan posturing world from both the left and the right, and to obliterate a lifetime of accumulated conditioning. Yes, we see clinical value. We want good purposes for this medium, and we want all of the above and more. The Reverend says, why publicly celebrate a form of social deviancy when you can celebrate every form of social deviancy? So all orientations, all lifestyles, all musical tastes, all persuasions of everything, welcome. There is a place for you. You are safe here. You are home. We will not plunge into the narrow, we will not be compartmentalized. We will say, fuck you, FCC, fuck you, Clear Channel, fuck you, Attorney General John Ashcroft, or as Dr. Susie calls him, Ayatollah Ashcroft, the Reverend's friend Dr. Susan Block from drsusanblock.com. More on her shows later. And speaking of that, Dr. Susie and Reverend Bookburn have historically set forth the curse on the evildoers of the world, the real evildoers of the world, which so far has had a 100% success rate for both Dr. Susie and Reverend Bookburn on attackers of the shows and on cyber broadcasting freedom while it lasts. And we will push it to new heights and new limits for as long as we do have this resource. And we will use it to support and give you the tools and resources to support and deprogram others. Everything is shared with you on the show. The highs and the lows in life, the things we're celebrating, the heartbreaks, the suicides, including the recent suicide of Dave Blood from the Dead Milkmen, all of that is part of the show, and all positive things is acknowledged and dealt with both clinical value as well as comfort and support and relief, and topped off with music. We celebrate weddings, like the wedding of former crush Lady Simone and her honey, Mr. Beefcake. And there is, I'm not kidding, a possible baptism on the show in the future. And I believe this person is serious. And we will do that if they are serious. Yeah, we do birthdays, too, and special events, lots of live guests. A future wedding of Cindy from Wildflower Desire. .com in the summer if she still wants to do it on the show, and probably a forthcoming gay wedding. All of that to come on The Reverend Is In. I am overwhelmed with paper right now, so I'm going to give some links and stuff to check out while you hear the next batch of tunes. First, the corporate media coverage of the event was appalling and stupid. It was sold the number short, gave tons of attention to the American Christian Taliban, who showed up, who had about 1%, less than 1% of the crowd there, and most importantly, sold the number short. But there is an alternative at the website for Washington, D.C.'s independent media, which is at dc.indymedia.org. And there's a kind of a weird article and all kinds of comments and some great pictures. Like, if you can't have a period, you don't choose choice or something like that. But there's a lot of commentary, including Reverend Bookburn's commentary from that Sunday night, and that's at dcindymedia.org. And there's actual footage from the march that's from a Comedy Central show, Jon Stewart's The Daily Show, and that's at ComedyCentral.com, and you want to click on a thing called Fertile Ground, and there you will see actual footage. Alright, new record. From the DC Pro-Choice March. Alright, some new links, never plugged before. AxisOfLogic.com. TheTruthAboutGeorge.com. And this is a t-shirt. And this is worthwhile. This is one of the t-shirts the Reverend bought down there. and it is highly recommended and makes for great gifts. And these people are really cool, from Texas, Ms. Terry's hometown. There's only one good bush, and you don't put an apostrophe in the web link. It's just T-H-E-R-E-S. There's only one goodbush.com, and you want this t-shirt because I know you. A high-tech commune called Zendik, Zendik.org, who were fun to see down there. All kinds of t-shirts and stuff from NorthernSun.com. And the Reverend was photographed, briefly interviewed by a woman from Bust Magazine, so that could be in a future issue. If not, they're pretty cool anyway, Bust.com, and maybe we'll hear from them in time for the Memorial Day show. I'm going to play a song by the Beastie Boys for everybody who was at the highly festive, very upbeat, very uplifting DC pro-choice action last weekend. And the Beastie Boys are touring now and have a forthcoming record that, by all advanced accounts, is going to be the best one ever. You want to keep your eyes open for the next Beastie Boys record, and if it isn't out yet, it will be very soon. Their website is BeastieBoys.com, and be sure to get the next record with at least one song for George W. Numbnuts, Enron Ho, Taliban Wannabe Bush. And this track is by the Beastie Boys from License to Ill. This goes out to everybody who crossed paths with the Reverend in Washington, D.C. last weekend. This is Fight for Your Right to Party. Bye.
Yeah! But Boston Coast Guard dope dog nicknamed Buster. Like most dope living dogs, you gotta have it, trained to have to have it. Pick up the tracks of the traffic goes, talking like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine, control substance retriever, receiver of the golden nose award for leading to the cash, cashing in on the stash. Now he's in line for his issue of a booty. Never do he do a line in the line of duty. He's a dope dog. U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog. Keen sense of smell. Tracking the telltale trails of cartel dope boats. Big dope. Never a gram or OZ. Kilo, too low key. Gotta be tons of P-blow. Bells of lumbo. Another dog sniffing one another's tails. You can track the profits from a dope sale straight to the stink account. Big banks. Banking on line the dirty money not stinking. He follow his nose. And as the wind blows, he get a whip, he take a sip. Smells where the nose goes when the dough's closed and the dealer wanna have the dope in the booty, in the twat. Then it's trying to make the dog sniff his bowel, foul as they fart in his face. Damn, boy, shit, he had glam. U.S. Custom Coast Guard Dope Dog, nicknamed Bustum. Like most dope sniffing dogs, you gotta have it, trained to have to have it. Pick up the tracks of the traffic goes, track them like a rabbit at the coastland. Canine control substance retriever, receiver of the golden nose award.
Out of the toxic waste comes a fox that wastes no time. A genetically improved smell capability, the long and wagging tales of the possibility of the clone canine. Conceived under the influence of toxic wasted doctors, computer bugs, debugging devices, and vice versa, and various viruses. Invented every time and no mention, no requirement, no awareness, tension for the upkeep, the keeping up of the habit. The system have a habit of making sure you get a habit that can't be kept up with unless you're a dope dog.
An undercover knock with a bark, he took a bite out of crime. Posing as a CNI dog, he bit the blind. The man with the cane made a coat. Sure, the dope boat float. The media goes comatose. Unrelated over-the-counter overdose. Now become drug-related. Aided and abetted by a lot of apprehension and indifference. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Take your medicine, cause you're gonna be ill. When I tell you the deal on dope, there's more profit in pretending that we're stopping it than selling it. Selling out we in from the shock of a lifetime. Stopping we might find faces in prime time. Faces of yours and mine. Over the counter, under the counter. On the counter, the drugs is not the drugs. They drag you through the mud. It's the money, it ain't funny.
It was something to have and to hold. your lungs grow cold. Everybody's fucking but me. I just can't seem to get laid. Some girls even ball two or three, and then they just seem to trade. I can't get laid. A dazzling urbanite like me, and though it's well made, my pussy's useful only when I Everybody's fucking but me. I'm dying of terminal lust. Christ, it's so depressing to see. My plumbing's all covered with rust.
I'm not. emanating angels. I am hearing voices. I am receiving divine commands from our Lord. I hear voices and see things wishing by me. I receive commands to kill the doctors who do abortions, the infidels, the gays, and every kind of sex positive. I see statues crying blood. I see Our Lady of Guacamole. I see things that aren't there and hear voices all the time. And I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want to be your Christian supremacist social worker. I want to counsel you on your crisis pregnancy. I want to receive public funds and tax dollars to tell you about magic, spectacular Santa higher powers and the passion of the Santa.
For information on the George W. Numbnuts and American Christian Taliban plans for the faith-based initiative for social services and other church-state issues, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at AU.org. AU.org.
Neighbors, no one loves you like he loves you. And no one cares like he cares. Neighbors, let us join today in the holy love of God and fight. Because neighbors, no one loves you. show your love. That's a dig deep into your pockets. Dig real deep and give until it hurts. Alleviate your guilt. Free yourself once again, because he gave to you, brothers and sisters. Please give a $10, $25, or $50 tax-deductible donation, and I assure you, your modest pledge will be used in central CDM radio, spam questionable months, and contribute to many other godly services. No longer will young Christian Americans even mystically indulge in as a gifted submission to rhythmic music. Or with your monetary support, there is no end to what we can achieve in this country. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. Do what we believe in our thoughts and our reasons to the fact of liberty. Happy as we can say, we just took the mighty voice of my desire with a touch. I am in a change of sentence, German once more far. For your God is government, for your God is government, for your God is government. We shall God in Jesus Christ, religious mother, sacrifice. The God is short cast. Don't accept, never crash. I'm your friend, the way we save our country. That's what God means. Build a $1 million church. Money spent on God's church. For the God is government. For the God is government. For the God is government.
Bad Religion doing Voice of God is Government. Before that, the Tom Robinson Band did Ain't Gonna Take It. The Chubbies did Touch a Touch a Touch Me. The Asylum Street Spankers did Everybody's Fucking But Me. And you can check out their recordings at asylumstreetspankers.com. George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars did U.S. Custom Coast Guard Dope Dog, and started off with the Beastie Boys, Fight for Your Right to Party. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Fetal Attraction, and it is an attraction, and I want to comment on some of the bad fetal artwork that I saw in Washington and actually have seen a few hundred thousand times in the last 10 years. These people have a very far below, very beneath special ed art department. Their fetal art is not only far from reality, but some of it looks like charred 2-year-olds. And more importantly, it shows that anti-choice people do not know how to cook. And you can tell by the pictures. So one of the ways that the Reverend will heal the abortion conflict, nay, the abortion wars, is when the Reverend Bookburn Fetus Cookbook is published and available to the public. It will resolve the conflict. It will show these anti-choice people how to appropriately cook a fetus, and that'll put an end to all of the Taliban-like behavior that happens at women's clinics across the country. In fact, across the continent. So, there continues to be magic and miracles on the show, and as always, peace and healing on the show, and we're even going to deprogram and heal
and cure some anti-abortion Taliban wannabes. The Reverend's birthday show was canceled 2 weeks ago, and I don't want to play songs from that, but I do want to thank and acknowledge a couple of people who sent either material or songs or both to the Reverend or otherwise made it a special time. Hippie John from upstate New York came down as usual. Eleni, Haley, Mr. Scott, the computer whiz king, Leela Walla, and a guy named from Canada named Ed Gold. And he sends the Reverend what he loves, which is cartoons. That's better than a good email joke. He sends cartoons. And you can check out some of his. I mean, he also sends a lot of cool links. And he sent me some songs for my birthday. Longtime book burner, Ed Gold from Canada. And his own webpage is at members.shaw.ca/egold/index.htm. Thank you, Ed Gold, for my birthday goodies and all of the above as well. Well, if you are still vomiting over the new fictional comedy snuff film by Mel Gibson, and you can't wait for the Reverend's own movie, The Passion of the Santa Claus, to come out, you can get comic relief by this very timely reissue from Monty Python's Life of Brian. And that is being reissued in honor of The Passion of What's-His-Face being reissued and being released in the theaters. The reissue of Life of Brian. If you have never seen Monty Python's Life of Brian, it is... It's not number one in the history of movies. That would be Harold and Maude. But it is in the top five, at least the top 10 films of all time. And it is now being reissued and re-released in response to The Passion. Life of Brian, please have a public showing, have a whole party around it. Everybody will be pissing themselves with laughter, even if you all you know are uptight movement types who say, that's not funny, and that blah, 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 blah. They will laugh, especially when the movements within the movie start fighting each other. And there's a 10,000 great points in the movie, 10,000 great jokes, some hilarious songs. It's one of the best movies, and certainly the funniest of all time. Life of Brian coming out once again as a re-release, and coming out in the month of May, National Masturbation Month, although there's no correlation. A movie that's like a kind of an eco-destruction Armageddon kind of movie that would probably make Bush need to change his depends, entitled The Day After Tomorrow. And I haven't seen it, but from everything I've read about it, it sounds like it's going to be worth checking out. And I will see it as soon as it comes out and review it for you. The Day After Tomorrow. It's like these idiotic world destruction kind of movies, except this one will have a point to it, which will be over the head of a lot of people in Disney World America, but and Tunnel Vision Land. But it sounds like a winner, so we're going to check out The Day After Tomorrow. And speaking of birthdays, we missed some or have some coming up. And this week is the birthday week of the great Rene Bryant, clinic defender, school teacher, dominatrix, and singer in the band All or Nothing HC, and proprietor of the All Women's On the Rag Records, ontherag.net. Happy birthday, Rene Bryant. And to Lab Lover, Queen Carolina, Snoop, and a name I can't read. Happy birthday to all book burners whose birthdays are either since the last show was broadcasted, the Easter, what some people will do to get nailed show, or coming up this week and before the next show. Okay, some more quick plugs and then some more musings about Washington, D.C. First, some plugs. Crime Think, Crime, T-H-I-N-C, crimethink.net. If that doesn't work, try com. ExtremeAshcroft.com. If you want information on the death squads and union-busting violent goons throughout Central and South America, courtesy of yet another ugly multinational corporation, Coca-Cola, check out KillerCoke.com. A website by Noam Chomsky's associate, Ed Herman, that does not simply debunk the corporate media, but focuses on that local, one of the worst in the country, propaganda bullshit artist, Bush butt-licking. And I mean no disrespect whatsoever to people who are actually into butt-licking for such a degrading comparison. But Bush butt-licking publications, otherwise known as the Philadelphia Inquirer, they are strictly for the purpose of debunking the Philadelphia Inquirer tabloid. And that's called Inky Watch, I-N-K-Y, inkywatch.org. Great graphics at bushfordummies.com. They're having to send you by email if you request it. These are too long to read. Women shackled during delivery in Arkansas prisons. And another article about a woman prisoner denied abortion access. Both horror stories. And, the Reverend got to heckle Randall Terry in Washington, D.C. during the pro-choice action. And some Randall Terry updates. In addition to using anti-choice donors' money to buy a house in Florida, which the Reverend thinks is hilarious, his son has come out as a gay young man and is in the 420 issue of Out magazine. Oldest daughter, pregnant, and giving birth, not married. Holy Jesus. What is the Randall Terry family coming to? And if that wasn't enough, she converted to Islam. So she went from one zealous cult to another. And now the younger one, the 18-year-old daughter, is now unmarried and pregnant. So we had a great time with Randall Terry, Lady Jill, and a bunch of strangers and the Reverend. A webpage devoted to Bush's special ed secretary of education, Rod Page, the one who called the teachers union a terrorist organization, Fire Page, Fire, PAIGE.org. A great article on the Mel Gibson fictional comedy snuff film, How to Gag on the Passion, from the San Francisco Gate publication, sfgate.com. And then click on columnists and Mark Morford. I think it's April 16th dated. Some humor from, I think it makes fun of Burger King. Somebody calling himself the Subservient Chicken, and he's at subservientchicken.com. And if you liked Where's Waldo and would rather play Where's Christ, go to fadetoblack.com/Christ, fadetoblack.com/Christ. And the Reverend's friend, Catherine Moon, is performing live again. She played benefits for anti-war groups, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, and other worthy causes, and independent media. And she's at Catherine Moon, with Catherine with a C, catherinemoon.com, playing again after breeding out a baby. To support medical marijuana defendant Steve Cubby, who would be sentenced to at least 10 years if he was returned to America from Canada, and while suffering adrenal cancer and having to survive the American barbaric prison system, that would be tantamount to a death sentence. Great person, great family. Please support him. Please go to this website tonight and send the link to 10 people. Cubby, K-U-B-B-Y, cubby.com. Very, very, very sick of talking. However, a couple more plugs, a couple of musings, and then we'll play a song by Heart Attack. Let's see. To spread information about abortion clinics and where somebody can go, go to abortionclinic.com. And hello to Ann Rose and Dr. Nelly from Minnesota, that the Reverend had the pleasure of meeting in Washington, D.C., abortionclinic.com. Bill Baird and Joni Scott, Lord, love you. It was great to see you down there in beautiful Washington, D.C. Please go to ProChoiceLeague.com. Any alleged pro-choice book that omits Bill Baird's Supreme Court victory in 1972, Baird versus Eisenstadt, that legalized birth control for non-married people and made Roe versus Wade possible, is not a legitimate pro-choice book. He will not be written out of history. Please go to ProChoiceLeague.com and please send Bill Baird and Joni Scott a couple of bucks, even $2. Just send them anything you can. And, of course, to the researchers on the far religious right and anti-choice terrorist groups, BARF, Biblical America Resistance Front, BARF at BARF.org. All right, funny stuff from Washington. Signs. Viva la vulva. Ask me about my abortion. It's a control issue. Wax Bush in 2004 t-shirts. Let's see. Oh, Reverend. All right, if you're a celebrity fuck type. Let's see. Who was down there? Sybil Shepherd, the woman from Judging Amy, Susan Sarandon, Whoopi Goldberg, Heather Thomas, Annie DeFranco, Ashley Judd, and Moby. Too many to list. Some not famous people. The great, great, great San Francisco group. The San Diego Clinic Defenders. The D.C. Clinic Defenders, who organized the Clinic Defense Gathering. The Georgia Punks, who went to the Bands Against the Bush concert with Luna Chicks, that raised money for the action. The hecklers of Reverend Donald Spitz, who supports the anti-abortion bombers and shooters. Let's see, more funny expressions on signs. Abstinence makes the urge grow stronger. Abstinence makes the church grow fondlers. Everlasting God Stopper and her fearless associates. The Hot Dish Group, Sherry, Atlanta chapter of punk voters. I already mentioned there's only one good Bush. One thing about doctors who do abortions that very few people know from either side, they take pictures of fucking everything. The subway, the cab ride. I thought that was interesting, and since a lot of people probably didn't know that, that was something that had to be in the show. Hot Dish stands for something, I forget what, but I believe they're from Florida. I shaved my pubic hair to protest Bush, said a woman carrying a sign. It ain't gonna lick itself, probably the funniest t-shirt of the day. One guy had a pretty funny thing. It was like Bush on a stick. It was like a high stick, a 1 foot Bush doll, when he was wearing that air flight Halloween costume of his, and with a big Pinocchio nose. Sign, depressed, it may be political. And Bush, holy shit. His handwriting bites, and there's coffee spilled on it. Bush, there's no oil in my uterus. All right, any other highlights? Alright, we talked about the people marching. If you want to crack people up when taking their picture, get them to say things like, "I'm carrying Rush Limbaugh's fetus," which prompted all kinds of discussion. I believe the San Diego Clinic defenders, somebody said, his wife probably said Rush and get it over with. And the fetus would probably be addicted to Oxycontin. Keep Bush out of the White House and the White House out of my Bush. Anti-choice men can go fuck themselves. Alright, enough of this shit. What can I say? It was a great march. I shared what I had on paper about it. If you want to check out the Philadelphia area anti-choice, real goon heads with the big billboards and the people who threaten, who trespass, who viciously and loudly harass every woman who goes into the clinic where they do their onslaught. Check out ColumbusBaptistChurch.org, like the name Columbus, ColumbusBaptistChurch.org. And if you're also creative, computer savvy, and a bit of a prankster, and you're harmless, definitely go to ColumbusBaptistChurch.org. And remember, anti-choice people deserve to get what they give. You should not initiate it, but they should get what they give, whether it's verbal or whether it's beyond verbal, with similar levels of intensity. The Band Against Bush compilation is out. Bandsagainstbush.com or from punkvoter.com. And I believe it's a double CD. And that is a must. And if you're one of the great record distributors who the Reverend relies on, be sure to order this and order a bunch. Write to me if you want the playlist, which will be a list of the songs, everything plugged, everything talked about, etc. Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quayle at sjcdc.org. And I'll send you all these articles and all the shit that I'm skipping as well. Now I feel like playing more music for the people who, because we need time to do Asshole of the Week and other great stuff. So let's play a song for Heart Attack. This goes out to everybody who crossed paths with the Reverend in Washington, D.C. The band is called Heart Attack, and the songs are pretty short, so we'll play two. This is from their release entitled Subliminal Seduction. The first song is Man's World, The Oldest Prejudice, and Wheels Over Indian Trails. Here is the mighty New Yorkers in Heart Attack. Lord, make this machine play. We pray to thee.
Thank you. Long Island, young son, Mark Ways.
Moving forward, using all my breath. Making love to you was never second best. Love for the world, crashing all around your face. Never really know when it was always.
Shoot the windows from his place. Some leaders thought he cut a deal, too radical to be for real. Maybe his peers are play, maybe he's CIA.
Arrested and taken before Pilate, where he is sentenced to be crucified.
Yes, could you do that one just once more? Make it a bit lighter, please.
What?
A little bit lighter.
Lighter?
Yes.
Silly, sort of.
No, no. just lighter, okay?
Brian is arrested and taken before the pilot.
He's sentenced to be crucified?
Yes, I think that had many things going for it. Do you think heavier is
right.
the keynote?
You'd rather go back
yes,
to the heavier.
I
Brian is arrested and taken before pilot, where he is sentenced to be crucified.
Very good. Lunch, everybody.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And there are two runner-ups. Sunday, May 2nd, 2004 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Gary Heaven, or Heaven, H-E-A-V-I-N, Gary Heaven, who is the owner of the women's marketed fitness chain entitled Curves. Why is he running up to Asshole of the Week? Because after marketing his fitness facilities to women and making $1 billion off of them, he takes millions of dollars from those profits and gives them to the hardcore and extreme anti-choice organizations, including Operation Save America and other hardcore harassers and Taliban wannabes. Gary Heaven, owner of Courage, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And the second runner-up to Asshole of the Week is R. Plural, the administrators from the Terrebonne Parish Jail. Parish Jail. The Terrebonne Parish Jail in Houma, Louisiana. Atrocity of a jail, much like Camden County Jail in southern New Jersey. A horror of a jail for everybody in it, including the mentally ill and the medically ill people who are in it. But in Terrebonne, Tarshiel, the assholes in administration are a special kind of assholes, ones in which a woman was denied her right to get an abortion while in their barbaric and piss-poor privatized incarceration healthcare system. So the administrators of the Terrebonne Parish Jail in Houma, Louisiana, you are the runner-ups to Asshole of the Week. And that leads us to... Oh, where's our... Where's the fart sounds? First Cheech.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
That's better. Cheech from Cheech and Chong. And that leads us to a very special someone. That leads us to Asshole of the Week. Asshole of the Week is... Presidential Advisor Karen Hughes. Karen Hughes responded to the massive 1 million plus pro-choice march with diversified participation as, I'm not kidding, people who compare with the terrorists. Everything that was predicted on the show came true, that the tragedy of September 11th would be used as a means of manipulation and propaganda, propping up the regime of the village idiot, pushing flags and crosses and the right-wing agenda of the war criminal, corporate hoe, oil hoe, Bush regime, and Enron buddies. And that it would be used to manipulate people so that you could point a finger, label people like the Colorado Senior Quaker Peace Group that were declared to be terrorists, the Teachers Union who were declared terrorists, and now anybody who disagrees with George W. Numbnuts Bush about his fetal attraction. Karen Hughes, propagandist, misuser of the word terrorism, hysteria pusher, your bullshit meter is on red alert, and you are Asshole of the Week. We have heard enough of these fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare from the soundtrack of the great Monty Python film Life of Brian. You heard He's a Very Naughty Boy. Sandy Rapp did The Ballad of Billy Baird from her Flag and the Rainbow CD. Good Riddance did I Melt With You and started off with two tracks from Heart Attack, Man's World, The Oldest Prejudice, and Wheels Over Indian Trails. This is Reverend Book Burn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is fetal attraction. And we've been talking about the massive pro-choice march in Washington, D.C., where the Reverend got to hang out with Lady Jill, the abortion clinic nurse, Everlasting Godstopper, Mr. Scott and family, and all kinds of great people. And I found some things I spaced out reading to you. Nothing that heavy, just some funny expressions. And I thought I'd share them before ending the show. A sign that said, "Terminate an unwanted presidency. If we don't all go crazy, we'll all go insane." 2, 4, 6, 8, we're the ones who ovulate. The rest of the shit is way too illegible. The Reverend found out something about those assholes from the censorship group known as Clear Channel. They're the ones who censored the Stern Show. They went from an 8.9 rating after they did their droppage to a 0.7 ratings. So the Reverend can only laugh at Clear Channel for sabotaging their own ratings. Fuck Clear Channel, and that is a website now. Fuckclearchannel.com, and it is a recommended website and a link to send to others. And whoever wants to give a message to all people who run restaurants, bars, and clubs, especially the places where people like the coffee goddesses, the sacred coffee goddesses, who wake the Reverend up every Sunday morning and make the show possible while they get him caffeine buzzed. 1. It should be standard labor practice that they should be off their feet every hour or so for about 10 minutes. It is not appropriate to have them march around also in charge of the ketchup, sugar, and salt shakers. It should be you doing that instead of standing there fingering your own ass. Your anti-talking rules have got to go. Why do we go to your place? It is not to see your goony self. It is to see people like the sacred coffee goddesses. So, repair your evil, unholy ways in your restaurant or bar or club. This is the Reverend, or you will face the Reverend Bookburn and Dr. Susie Curse and some of your predecessors, people in the coffee goddesses service providers, have found themselves subjected to the curse, and it did work. So, amend your evil ways immediately. Some final plugs, and then play some more tunes. Let's see, I'll play some in the background. This Stones tribute CD is the only good Stones tribute CD. It's called Stoned Again, a tribute to the Stones. And so for background music for the closing, we'll play the Family Cats version of Rocks Off. Lord, make this play. And the Reverend's friend, Dr. Susan Block, had as last live guest, and she's an audio web streaming and video web streaming. The Reverend was a live guest in autumn 2002. It's absolutely a wonderful time. She is friendly, loving, politically conscious, and highly erotic. It's an erotic-focused show, and it is wonderful, and she's a dear friend. And her website is at drsusanblock.com. Dr. Susie, who calls herself the Anti-Dr. Lara. Last live guests, erotic video stars Carmisha Amato and Brittany Andrews, and a special skit called Weapons of Ass Destruction. Oh, and thank you, Dr. Susie, for putting out the Reverend's post-Washington, D.C. action email spread throughout your entire email list. That was very lovely, with the web link dcindymedia.org, dc.indymedia.org, and Dr. Susie's own forthcoming celebrations for National Masturbation Month. And if you missed the beginning of the show, or if you're new, May is National Masturbation Month. The Dark Lady, another friend of the Reverend, an erotic writer from Portland, is doing a masturbate-a-thon, which is online at masturbate-a-thon.org or on her own website, darklady.com. And next week on The Reverend Is In, at the very least one part, maybe two, but part one of Foreplay to the Masturbate-a-thon. And it is not for the squeamish or the Puritans of either the left or the right, or from the groupthink freethinkers. Also at drsusanblock.com, the editorials from What's New and Terror Journals, live guests at Radio Susie One link. Dr. Susie receives the Emma Goldman Freedom Award from Reverend Bookburn, and that's on most of the pages of the website. Future shows at shows upcoming, and past get live guests at shows past. drsusanblock.com. Oh, and editorials on Janet Jackson, same-sex marriage, and Ayatollah Ashcraft, Saddam, sex therapist, the rape of free speech, and the Bush boys Taliban drug dealing scheme. Humor and satire about the Mel Gibson snuff film at landoverbaptist.org. Emergency contraception information, otherwise known as ECP, as well as the abortion pill RU486 from abortionaccess.org. Please spread that all over. Greg Palast's new spoken word CD, Weapons of Mass Instruction, and Jello Biafra's releases and all kinds of great music and benefits and compilations from alternativetentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. All things DOA, and we'll try to get to them and their song about anti-abortion terrorists from their Festival of Atheist CD. All things DOA, who are on tour now at Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. Legal information from ACLU.org. And more satire at whitehouse.org. And, of course, the great moveon.org. Okay, how much time do we have? Very little. We'll play some more Stones in the background. That sucks. There's always requests for who to be Asshole of the Week, and generally we don't repeat them. So I wanted to be sure to cover that. A lot of the requests were people already done, and I added some to this list of people who were already named Asshole of the Week on this show. So I won't repeat them, or at least not deliberately. George W. Numbnuts Bush, of course. John Ashcroft. Condi Rice. Reverend Pat Robertson. Jerry Falwell. The Pope. Mel Gibson and his racist asshole father. The FCC heads, the heads of Clear Channel, most anti-choice figureheads known. And, of course, the biggest Taliban clone on the U.S. Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia. So these people already were assholes of the week. Rush Limbaugh was already asshole of the week. Dr. Lara, already asshole of the week. And, so that's that. Alright, no more about Washington. But thank you and love again to the clinic defenders, the people who put up the Reverend when all plans fucked up, and, everything was chaos in that overcrowded, but wonderfully overcrowded and saturated city. Big thanks to Lady Jill and the DC cabs. No thank you to the DC cops, who again at this action gave the Reverend bad directions. I think they're like these assholes who shake hands with the anti-choice people while in uniform and that kind of shit. Okay, next week fair play to the Masturbatathon. 2 weeks possibly part two, and possibly live guest, and possibly both. 3 weeks, Charles Manson and his influence on U.S. policy. At the end of May, the annual Memorial Day show, future shows, pubic property, and seeking your ideas about that, and sexual guilt, and deconditioning, all that kind of shit, the double standards, on and on and on. Your input will be taken on that, as well as the theme, 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush. And we'll cover the convention protests, and during the Republican convention protests in August in New York City, we will entertain the troops, cover the events, and hear from special correspondent Pie Man from PieMan.org. All right, let's do the credits. The Reverend thanks the following for inspiration information or just plain inspiration as well as information to the following for tonight's Fetal Attraction Show: Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Father Oblivion, and Susie Q from Radio Volta, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Lady Simone, former bride on the show, future bride on the show, Cindy Wildflower from WildflowerDesire.com, Everlasting Godstopper, Lobo Red, Tina Italiano, the fearless warrior against anti-choice goons, Tamika, the Reverend's friends and associates in his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, Sister Anne, Mephistopheles and Lady Drusilla, Malik, Leanne and Tim, Holy Bloody Mary, Justin's V and his new spouse, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and her family, Plantard and the UK bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, and Lebanese bookburners, Eleni, Halle, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.